Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I definitely am because we made it to Friday.
Friday, Mother Epic Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's get to our contestant, Suzanne and Graham. Suzanne, are you there?
I am, and it's Mother Effin' Friday.
Yes. That's right. Hey, Suzanne, by chance, did you hook yourself up and listen to that cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
Of course, Karen. Steve is too good. I won't even chance my 3-2 record right now.
I'll take the part about Steve being good.
Yeah, we'll see, Steve.
Suzanne, you say the sweetest things.
Get out of here, sir. For those playing at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What color is a bald eagle's head?
White.
Yes. How many pockets are on a standard billiards table?
6.
Yes. Who says that's all, folks?
Bugs Bunny.
No.
No. Porky Pig.
Yeah. What does the military abbreviation POW stand for?
Prisoner of War.
Yes. Which dessert has a custard base and a burnt caramelized top?
Creme brulee.
Correct. How many times in a row did Tiger Woods win the U.S. Amateur?
3.
Yes. Commonly called lead, what is the core of most pencils actually made of?
Graphite.
Yes. Excluding Antarctica, which continent has the fewest cities?
Australia.
You know it. Dream On was the first number one Billboard hit for what band?
What was the name of it?
Dream On.
Aerosmith.
Yes. What is the most abundant element in the known universe?
Oxygen?
No.
Hydrogen?
Yes! Oh! We know what that means. Steve's in big trouble. That was a perfect 10. Oh, wait. Here, be cool. Play it cool. Everybody be cool. Be cool.
Don't show your game face.
I have the worst game face ever.
You literally looked at me in the other room with like the biggest happy face. I was like, oh, I'm so effed.
Because I'm on Team Suzanne, of course.
Of course you are.
Steve, are you ready?
You know what? Even though he didn't get MVP, he's our MVP.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Well, good luck. You're going to need it.
Oh, boy.
What color is a bald eagle's head?
White.
Yes. How many pockets are on a standard billiards table?
4.
No.
5.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. 6?
Yes. Who says, that's all, folks?
Sylvester the Cat.
No.
Porky Pig.
Yes. What does the military abbreviation POW stand for?
Prisoner of War.
Correct. Which dessert has a custard base and a burnt caramelized top?
Oh, creme brulee.
Yeah.
Or the creme brulee.
How many times in a row did Tiger Woods win the U.S. Amateur?
4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No. Commonly called lead, what is the core of most pencils actually made of?
Lead.
No.
Chalk.
No.
Iron.
No. Excluding Antarctica, which continent has the fewest cities?
Africa.
No.
Asia.
No.
That's a terrible guess, Steve. South America.
No. Dream On was the first number one
Aerosmith.
Billboard. Yes. What is the most abundant element in the known universe?
Iron.
No.
Gold.
No.
Silver.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
what?
6. Correct.
Again?
Another 6. But what? It's not enough to beat Suzanne because she just scored a perfect 10, baby.
Hell yeah. Happy Friday. Now my score is 4-2.
Oh, nobody likes a bragger. No one likes a bragger.
Suzanne.
Great game.
I mean, she nailed it. I know she had the cheat sheet on her side, but she really did very well.
Please tell me the cheat sheet was the Tiger Woods question.
Yes.
Okay.
It was 3.
All right.
3 amateur U.S. amateurs in a row. They commonly call it lead, but most pencils are actually made of graphite.
Yeah.
Excluding Antarctica, the continent with the fewest cities is Australia. And the most abundant element in the known universe is hydrogen.
Did you really say gold?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's that bad of a guess. I don't need to be gold-chained around here or element-chained.
Steve, you'll get to do a lot more guessing during the next game at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, there was an incredible tribute to Bob Rivers at Snoqualmie Casino, and my husband and I went, and while we were on our way out, I was chatting with Brad about a time that Bob completely changed his life. So what was it that Bob said to Brad? You're going to find out after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, let's check with Brad.
Last night was an incredible Bob Rivers Memorial Tribute at Snoqualmie Casino. Brad and I went. We stayed out late with everyone.
You partier.
I know. Really wild.
Party for Bob.
It was such a great party for Bob. And if you don't know, my husband got his start in radio working on the Bob Rivers Show. And so after the tribute last night, Brad and I kind of recapped and talked about what Bob meant to him.
And that was here at KSW.
Yes.
Where your husband worked here with Bob when Bob was doing Mornings on the Rock.
Oh, yes. Early 90s, baby.
All right, Brad. We are driving home from the Bob Rivers Memorial Tribute at Snoqualmie Casino, which, by the way, beautiful new ballroom. That was the first music played through the speakers.
How was the because I've been there on a tour of the new Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and I love it. I think it's a fantastic hotel, great views, and they show me the ballroom, and it's bigger than the old one, and it looks awesome.
It's gigantic, and the sound quality was amazing.
Okay, cool.
Spike and the Impalers in that space.
Spike and the Impalers and Heart by Heart, they were great.
Andrew Rivers threw down an amazing, hilarious comedy set. And, you know, so many people that worked with Bob were up there speaking, from Jody Brothers to Casey Acheson and, you know, Spike and Joe. Just an awesome cast of characters up there. But you also worked very closely with Bob. If you had been on that stage, what are some of the things that you might have said?
There's probably some funny stories that maybe that wasn't the time or place to tell. But to think that I'm still doing radio 30 years from one of the conversations we had when I was working at your station. I was running the board in the morning for Bob. I was also partying quite a bit. So at one point in the morning, I had fallen asleep in the middle of the morning show.
And wait a second.
Night-night.
We actually have audio of that. That's funny, because you mentioned Jody. Back when I used to work with Jody on the Andy Savage Show, I was also kind of like your husband. I have a lot of late nights, and one time I fell asleep while we were doing the show.
What?
And it was very embarrassing.
I bet you never did it again.
No, I did not. I struggled a couple times, but I never did that again.
And we had some dead air, and so we got that remedied, but Bob knew something was wrong, and he said, Brad, why don't we meet in one of the production rooms and have a little conversation about this morning? And I'm like, uh-oh. And he says, here's the deal. I know something's going on with you, and so you can either tell me what's up, I'll get you some help, or you can commit career suicide and walk out that door. And I said, well, I could probably use a little help. And he didn't.
I choose career suicide. I'm going to the bar.
No, thanks.
Wow. I did not know that Bob had like that kind of heart to heart with Brad.
For sure.
Wow.
Turn his back on me. And here I am 30 years later, still having fun and doing radio. I have him to thank not only for the radio part of it, but a little life guidance, too.
And so Brad helped with like a lot of the old Twisted Tunes and things along those lines.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Bob was a big part of your husband's radio career.
I mean, he gives it all to Bob, for sure.
I want to take it one step further. When you were a little bit ashamed about the fact that you were going to maybe go do some time in rehab, was it Campy that said it to you?
Well, when I said, I do need some help.
Who's Campy?
Jim Campman was here for many, many years back in the day. Okay. He passed away, sadly, a couple years back.
Okay, I was just trying to figure out, trying to remember who Campy was.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to, I did some more than 30 days in treatment, and it happened to be over the holidays, too, and being in rehab over Christmas is always fun to have your family come visit. Campy came to visit, too, and Bob did. And I said, how can I go back and show my face at work? And they said, Brad, in the annals of KISW screw-ups, you don't even make the top 10.
Those were some wild times, I think, back then.
I can't even imagine.
No.
Because you look at so many of the rock stars to this day, people always forward us pictures or videos of, like, members of AC/DC, members of other like classic rock bands, the front men, even like Paul McCartney, all rocking KSW t-shirts. And I'm like, well, they clearly got those because they were hanging with the station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was able to hold my head up and go back to work and still doing it.
And I know I'm going to brag on you for a second. And obviously we have Bob Rivers to thank for this. You're going to be celebrating 25 years on KISM in a month.
Yeah. And they had a picture of when Bob celebrated his 25th anniversary. They were throwing out pitches at the Mariners game. I don't think mine's going to be celebrated that way, but it's still okay.
If you want to throw a pitch out to me in the backyard, I will be your catcher.
What? What's going on over here? You will be his catcher.
Yes.
Did you mean to record that part?
I don't know.
Can I get to third base?
I'll be your big dumper.
Okay, wait. Why don't you guys just have sex and just turn the microphone off?
Can I hit a home run?
Of course.
You just go get a hotel room at Snoqualmie if you guys are that all horned up.
Those rooms are really nice.
Was it the comedy of Andrew Rivers or Spike and the Impalers that got you guys all feeling feisty?
Just all Twitter-pated.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh did not get voted as the AL MVP. And Mariners fans are absolutely enraged, and rightfully so. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we had the terrible reveal that Mariners star catcher Cal Raleigh was not voted MVP. This is the CBS Sports Report.
Aaron Judge is the American League MVP for the second straight year. Edged out Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh to win the award. The first place voting was close. It was 17-13 in favor of the captain over the big dumper. A lot of it coming down to the numbers. Cal Raleigh hit 247, did hit 60 home runs. His OPS was 948, but you consider the numbers that Aaron Judge put up. He hit 331, led all of baseball. His on-base percentage was 457. His OPS was over 1,100. And Aaron Judge wins the American League MVP for the second year in a row.
And Aaron Judge wins the second year in a row. So it's not just me. Yeah. There's many others that are not pleased about this at all.
Well, a lot of people pleased that are New York Yankees fans, I would imagine, but a lot of Mariners fans are not happy.
So let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a bunch of these comments. A lot of them really aren't necessarily... You can tell that people are just bummed and they're just sharing more reasons why Cal Raleigh should have been the MVP.
Yeah.
And I figured, who better read these comments? Well, there was no, like, baseball player I could think of. So I was like, okay, well, we need to find somebody that maybe is connected to baseball in some way, shape, or form. So I found somebody who once dated a baseball player, specifically a New York Yankee. And also, you know, Cal Raleigh's known as Big Dumper. And I figured, well, we should probably find a celebrity that has a fantastic dumper. And that would be...
Jennifer Lopez.
Nailed it.
Yes.
So we have robot Jennifer Lopez reading the comments. A little bit of a stretch, but we made it work, right?
Yes, we did.
All right, here's the first comment.
Cal Raleigh was robbed of his MVP, record-breaking season, 13 first-place votes. Not enough. Writers gave MVP to Aaron Judge. Players gave MVP to Cal Raleigh. I'll take the player's opinion over writers any day.
1,000% agree.
Yes.
And I can't remember the award where that Cal Raleigh did get picked as MVP amongst his peers.
I mean, that says so much. Like, they're the ones in it, you know?
Yet. We care more about what the writers say, which I think is kind of crazy. Like, you would think, I would personally rather be voted by my peers that I'm the most valuable player, by people who do this for a living.
Yes.
Than these nerds behind a keyboard. But yet, for some reason, we take more stock in what the critics, or what the critics, what the reporters and the journalists say.
So lame.
The fact that all four votes from Texas, our divisional rivals, went to Judge while the players chose Cal tells you everything. What he accomplished as a catcher has never been done.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, now I'm pissed.
This is why I hate Texas.
Yes.
So many other reasons.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I think it could have gone either way. And yeah. I figured it was going to go towards Aaron Judge. I just thought, like, the odds are so slim. I would have been pleasantly surprised, and I would have been very happy to be wrong. But so, like, yesterday when I saw the news, I'm like, yeah, kind of figured. Sucks, but kind of figured.
All the non-athletes picked the wrong athlete.
And now we realize the non-athletes and people from Texas.
He was robbed, 60 home runs, while also catching. Most don't understand how difficult it is just to manage pitchers on a day-to-day basis, let alone hit for power. Especially writers.
And that's why everyone was so blown away by his stats as a catcher, because it's just these days, that's just unheard of.
He's like a unicorn. He's on his own island.
Also, it's just unheard of that a catcher would play that many games. Granted, he played some as a DH, but he played a lot of games as a catcher still had this great of a season.
He might not be the most valuable player, but he has the most valuable pooper.
What did I just hear?
But he has the most valuable pooper.
Pooper.
May as well change the award to MVP. For batter, because there is no way Judge was the MVP.
I saw a lot of people arguing that. Like, they just, he got given the Hank Aaron Award for best hitter, but, you know, MVP should be more than just hitting.
MVB, MV booty.
Sorry, I can't hold it. That's bullshit.
Thank you, Jennifer Lopez. We 1,000% agree. Mm-hmm. Couple more?
Mm-hmm.
Cal Raleigh should win the AL MVP over Judge. Calling a game is so much more valuable than hitting home runs in high school softball park. Judge had a good season. Cal had an historic season. We know who the MVP should have been.
I wish they would have factored in like how much history he made, and yes. Also again, like, yeah, the ballparks. I know it's like, it's not like that's the team he plays for. That's the ballpark he has to play in. But there is a big difference between Yankee Stadium and T-Mobile Park.
1,000,000,000%.
Question: how many baseball records did Judge break this year? I'll wait.
Okay, yeah.
Still waiting.
We're gonna wait forever.
The Daily Mix Show.
December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena, be there or be square.
Oh,
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday stars Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. I think we got a text yesterday. Someone said, is everybody playing acoustic? Yes.
Yes.
Everyone is playing acoustic. And you can get your tickets at KISW.com.
Sorry, I can't hold it. That's bullshit.
You wake up, you grab your phone, and there's just nothing but information coming at you. And it can be tough to find out what are the big nuggets of the day. So we have done the research, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. Trending, let's go. Let's go.
There is an AI startup in Los Angeles that just released their app. And this app it will let you communicate with your loved ones after they die.
They were abusive to me when they were alive. I don't need them to be abusive to me when they're dead.
So they're claiming that a 3-minute video of your loved one is enough to build a realistic avatar that you can then communicate with forever. So this is a quick commercial from Two Way.
He's getting bigger. See? Oh, honey, that's wonderful. Kicking like crazy.
I can't do it. This is so weird. This feels like I don't watch Black Mirror, but I've heard and I've seen some people saying that this is reminiscent of a Black Mirror episode. Ooh, yeah. Danny, you've watched Black Mirror.
Yeah, but and it's getting there. So this is just voice. And the episode, it's a whole on robot.
Oh, God. Nice.
He's listening. Put your hand on your tummy and hum to him. You used to love that.
Hi, Grandma.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, my gosh. How are we doing this?
No.
Like, I get it. Look, it sucks to lose people in our lives, but I think that's just part of life and we have to learn how to cope with that. This seems very unhealthy.
It's really stressing me out that this is even a thing.
Hey, Charlie. How was school today?
It was really fun.
Look who's going to be a great grandmother.
Oh, Charlie.
This feels like it's out of like a really weird sci-fi film.
Yeah, I'm not on board with this at all.
Yeah, I think I'm tapping out on this one.
We have lost our grips on reality.
Do you need to hear any more?
No.
Okay. Well, with the rise of all the stuff that's going on with AI, I thought this was kind of interesting. Apparently, Michael Caine, he's been partnering with some companies to clone and use voices. Like, so you see, like, on a lot of apps, a lot of websites where they have, like, these celebrity voices that are done through artificial intelligence. Well, we've been kind of guilty of using a couple or two in our time. No, not us. Well, apparently, there is one celebrity that is not okay with it, and that celebrity is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, he's like the voice.
Well, he's got such an iconic voice, and that's probably why. He's like, I don't want the robots using my voice. I mean, people are going to be... I feel like there's certain robot voices that are more realistic sounding than others, and Morgan's one of them, like Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. Like, the ones that have, like, a distinctive sound, they do a pretty good job with. He has his lawyers right now involved with a few cases where his voice is being replicated by AI. And Morgan Freeman had this to say when he was interviewed about it.
I'm a little PO'd. I'm like any other actor. Don't mimic me with falseness. I don't appreciate it, and I get paid for doing stuff like that. So if you're going to do it without me, you're robbing me. My lawyers have been very busy. Also, this is really me. Not a app that Steve Miggs uses.
It's an actual quote, but it's the last part. But that just shows how good some of these AI softwares are when it comes to celebrity voices.
Totally insane.
Yeah.
David Coverdale, iconic voice of Whitesnake and formerly Deep Purple, he announced he is retiring at the age of 74.
But it's time for me to call it a day. I love you dearly.
And this isn't AI. This is actually David Coverdale.
Thank you for clarifying.
We don't know anymore, Danny.
I thank everyone who's assisted and supported me on this incredible journey. All the musicians, the crew, the fans, the family. It's amazing. But it really is time for me to just enjoy my retirement. And I hope you can appreciate that. Once again, I love you with all my heart. Fare thee well.
And he was like holding like a glass of like bourbon or whiskey.
Nice.
He's a classy dude.
He's a cool dude. He's funny.
I'll be honest though, like after seeing, has there been an instance where you feel like he's funny or?
On Twitter, he's hilarious.
I don't know if I'm following him on Twitter. On X. Okay, yeah, get it right. Yes. Don't dead name them. Jeez, what's wrong with you? I was thinking about like some of my favorite Whitesnake songs.
Oh.
And I could think of three.
Mm.
Which one would be yours?
Still of the Night.
Still of the Night. Let's see. Did we got that one? I believe. Yes, yes we do. Got pipes, man.
So great.
I always felt like Whitesnake was like as if Led Zeppelin became a hair metal band.
Yeah, that's a solid comparison.
All right, another one of my favorites. I think every time I hear it on our station, I still get fired up.
Music videos were so hot.
The music videos were so great. And then there was one more, and there is a connection between these three songs. Of course, you gotta have the power ballad. All three of these songs / videos have something in common. Do you know what it is?
Is it a lady?
Yes. I never realized that all three have Tawny Kitaen in it.
She was smoking.
And she's sexy in all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, why did I have her in all of them? I forgot. He dated her at one point.
Yes. Oh.
I think they were married, too.
I mean, that little white number. Ooh.
Oh, how about when she was dancing on the car?
Yes. Kind of getting all excited over here, Steve.
Well, what a great career for David Coverdale. Not only a couple great bands, also slaying some really hot chicks. And now just drinking some bourbon or whiskey, saying goodbye to everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Migs this morning? He has 356 wins, 124 losses, and 102 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.